stories from around the corner.
And around the country.
You're listening to All the Best.
Proudly supported by the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
You're listening to All the Best from FBI Radio 94.5. I'm Madhura Prakash. Before we get into this week's stories, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that I'm recording from stolen Gadigal land and pay my respect to Gadigal elders past and present, and also recognize that the area where FBI Radio is situated, Redfern, has long been a place of storytelling, strength, resistance, and resilience for First Nations communities. This week, we're exploring silence. We're doing that by sharing with you a feature-length experimental audio piece that explores the way that silence can often be uncomfortable. It makes you confront your thoughts in a way that you can't really do if you're constantly listening to the radio or chatting with someone. I personally am not a fan of silence for just those reasons. And I think that the upcoming pieces that we have for you today explore both the beauty and benefit of silence that one can experience through something like meditation, and the aforementioned scariness of silence. If you haven't already seen our socials, All the Best has started an audio club. We're bringing you a new prompt each month. This time, it's the sound of silence. Here's an example of a piece by Ramon.
Sound is everywhere. It's all around us. Even when we sleep, we're like fish with no eyelids, floating along blissfully in the soundscape of our lives, receiving all of the audio information the world has to offer, whether we pay attention to it or not. It's the cars on my street, the birds in my backyard, or even just my roommate watching TV. It all filters through in some way or other. Even when we think we're in perfect silence, the sound of air conditioners or planes high in the sky permeate through our sensitive little eardrums, and with enough attention paid to them, can become as loud as a motorbike roaring down the M4. I heard in olden times, music and sound was considered a vain and shallow interest because it's ephemeral, only existing as long as we want it to. But music is all around us. We just need to stop and listen to hear it. I've been trying to meditate recently, softly sitting and trying to contemplate the meaning and meaninglessness of it all. Some days my inner chatterbox gets the better of me, and the tidal wave of mental odds and ends crashes down on me like a dump truck unloading at the junkyard. Bits and pieces of conversations I heard, TikToks I watched, and fragments of melodies that I might have heard that day or 10 years before. But some days, especially if I start in the early morning, I can momentarily reach that blissful state of just existing, outside of the clutter that permeates it all. It's in these moments that I appreciate the smaller, more humble sounds that don't get the attention that maybe they deserve, like the sound of dust swirling in the wind before settling on a surface, or the gentle creaks and groans of my old house. Listen with me for a moment. When people talk about the insignificance of everything, they often use metaphors of grains of sand on the beach, or perhaps a drop of water in the ocean. But I like to think about all of these little sonic vibrations, momentarily appearing and disappearing, for every second of every day, in every corner of the world, for all of time. I like to think about who else might be out there listening to these little sounds with me. It's funny because those tiny sounds that I was just talking about would be totally different from the ones that you just heard. Everyone listening right now will be getting a totally different, unique mix of so-called silence, filled with humble yet defiant noises. And maybe this is the first time today, or this week, or even this year, that you stopped to appreciate them. But this year, I want to give them the love that they deserve.
You can find out more about Audio Club on our website, allthebestradio.com. Up next, the permeability of memory and haze of human experience is explored in an experimental audio piece.
It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was. It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
I remember the feeling of it.
It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
You don't know when you lose something like that.
It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
I remember the feeling of it.
It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
You don't know when you lose something like that. You do everything for the last time once.
Late November 2019, I visited a dear friend of mine in Paris, and I went on a date with a boy. These thoughts and feelings don't get tied to words, so where do they go? They drift like in the meditation exercises. They say like, watch the leaf in the stream pass or whatever. And they're not tied to words. And if something isn't tied to words, the memories, they do disappear. They drift like in the meditation exercises. They say like, watch the leaf in the stream pass or whatever.
14th of January, 2023.
It felt like I find myself it was longer ago than it actually was.
It seems to be the case that this time of year leaves me feeling lost and overwhelmed.
Nothing really makes much sense at the moment.
I think about this a lot. Memories that you can't reach anymore, something you've cared about that you'll never have again.
I think about this a lot.
Memories that you can't reach anymore. Something you've cared about that you'll never have again.
The entire span living in, I was born in rural Victoria and I grew up there for 10 years, snippets. Sitting with Dad and mucking about with him before moving to Sydney, snippets. And to me, that entire time in rural Victoria is snippets. Small memories like raising sheep, or there's a small story. All of it sort of blurs together and melts together, and then every now and then there'll be a snippet. Snippets.
Sometimes maybe I would like to be in touch with my like 13-year-old self again a little more because it's slowly fading out. But you know, sometimes you feel like you're getting older and you're losing some like stuff of your past.
Late November 2019, I visited a dear friend of mine in Paris, and I went on a date with a boy. And it was really beautiful, and it was the start of something. And if I lived in Europe, it would have
been
all of
it sort of blurs together and melts together, and then every now and then there'll be a snippet.
You know, sometimes you feel like you're getting older and you're losing some like stuff of your past.
And it was remarkably romantic. It's the kind of thing that it can't bring those feelings back.
Josie pretty?
Josie P.
Is she?
Monkey and the monkey.
Yes, the monkey. Is Josie a good girl?
For all that we preserve, digital loss is always, always present. We've entrusted so much of our life to third-party platforms. How much of our lives are on Facebook and we keep our photos there, or on Twitter? One day Twitter is going to go, or X is going to go, and we're going to lose those. I take tons of photos like everybody does. I have them double backed up in Google and in Apple. But if those were to disappear, it would be a real loss. You can't put a hard drive in a shoebox and come back to it. Hard drive won't connect to your computer, and even if you open it, the file might even be a file, might even be a file format that doesn't exist. File format that doesn't exist. File format that doesn't exist.
Like in the meditation exercises, they say, like, watch the leaf in the stream pass or whatever. It's raining, you walk along the river, eat at the museum for drinks. You get falafels for dinner, it starts raining, you walk along the river.
There's this one beach in Sawtell. If I close my eyes, there's like a sandbank, and the houses are along like the, it's like not a beach, but it's like there's a beach and then there's the, it's like a lagoon. I don't know what the name is for it, like lake around it. I don't know what the name is. We used to go there like every year to like hang out with friends and play violin. And it was always really hot at the time we would go down to swim. We would just like sit in the water. And the houses are along like the little like lake around it. I don't know what the name is for it. And it would just be really like nice. We'll talk about music or, you know, violin. And I don't really like how rough like the seas are. So when it's like a lagoon, then I really like it.
You know, whether it's the last time that you see someone, or you hug them, or you get picked up for the last time because you get just that little bit too heavy, you don't know when you lose something like that. So remembering or looking back in terms of photos or videos or even just in your mind, coming back to it, that doesn't have to be the last time that it happens.
We haven't got any of those videos, of those photos, we lost them all. So even just seeing my mum actually as a person, hearing her young, everything about that house, I haven't been back to that world in a very long time. And I don't know, I just kept crying and crying and crying. I just haven't been there for so long. And I don't know, I just kept crying and crying and crying and crying. I just kept crying and crying and crying. I just haven't been there for so long.
I mean, my Instagram account is nothing. Like, it's on private and it's nothing aiming for getting followers or anything.
The blog has become a space where I've become increasingly more vulnerable as the years have gone on because people aren't reading it.
It's not like, I'm not like a professional Instagrammer or anything like that.
It never feels profound and it never feels like anything to be amazed by or whatever.
It's people who have crossed paths with me at some point in my life, I guess, mostly.
There are people and moments I know I'll never see again. There are people in my life that I love that I know I'll never see again, ever. And if I were to lose photos of them, all I have is memories, and there's only so much your heart and your head can hold at one time. And there's only so much your heart and your head can hold at one time.
Everyday memories and being lost. There is little we can do to stop it escaping. Stop it escaping. Like holding water in your hands. Escaping. Like holding water in your hands.
Our memories cannot be forever.
times, and there's only so much your heart and your head can hold at one time.
Like holding water in your hands.
Our memories cannot be forever.
Our memories cannot be forever.
Our memories cannot be forever.
I'm not 100% sure about what's happening.
Our memories cannot
be
forever.
Our memories cannot be forever.
I don't think I remember being fully informed about all of this. I don't really think I remember being fully informed about all of this. I don't really remember any of this starting. I don't think I remember being fully informed about all of this. I don't really think I remember being fully informed about all of this. I don't really remember any of this starting. I woke up not knowing where I was or what had happened. I can't picture the room, but I remember the ECT nurse asking me how long I thought I had been under for. And I had tried like a bunch of all the antidepressants and mood stabilizers and transcranial magnetic stimulation like a few years.
I was very unwell and medications weren't working and I weren't getting any better. And we gave ECT a try. I was voluntary. Unfortunately, some people have it involuntary, which is would be very distressing.
I was really vulnerable. I had these like two older like white male psychiatrists who were like, oh, you're like a stupid child. You need to like just do this. I don't think I form sentences as like coherently as I used to. I don't think I can like read as fast as I used to. And just my brain feels like it's like a little slowed down.
Memories make you who you are. Memories make you who you are. And there's some terrible things which I'm glad I've lost, but generally, you know, a piece of me is missing, so.
ECT stands for electroconvulsive therapy.
Electroconvulsive therapy.
ECT stands for
electroconvulsive therapy.
They sedate you, put electrodes on your head, and then press a button that gives you a seizure through the electric shock. A seizure through the electric shock.
The nurses and the anaesthetist talked me through it and say, you know, you'll be asleep soon.
They sedate you, put electrodes on your head, and then press a button that gives you a seizure through the electric shock.
I had ECT for many, many years over a 16-year period. There's really nice things about my life that I've lost. You know, like major events, my niece and nephew being born. There's really nice things about my life that I've lost.
I couldn't trust that I'd remember anything. My favourite colour and my favourite books and if I'd forgotten like the name of my first kiss and then if I remembered it, I'd write it down and stick it on my wall so that I wouldn't forget it. I think like my family's address and my address, my phone number, my email, all my passwords,
And then, yeah, as, like, I started forgetting more things, I would, like, search my laptop and, like, my journals to, like, find, or, like, I'd ask my best friend, write it down and stick it on a post-it note on my wall. When people remind me of events or, like, memories, it doesn't pull up a memory. It's blank. I kind of just have to trust them. Sometimes I'll fight them on it and be like, no, I don't remember this.
Sometimes I look at photos and I know it's me, but I can't place it and I can't get a connection to it. And it's really difficult. It's like I'm looking at someone else, but I know it's me. And it makes me sad and it makes me feel like something's been stolen from me. And I don't know if there's anything I can do to get that back. You know, there's really nice things about my life that I've lost. There's some terrible things which I'm glad I've lost, but generally, you know, a piece of me is missing.
I woke up not knowing where I was or what had happened. I can't picture the room, but I remember the ECT nurse asking me how long I thought I'd been under for. I woke up not knowing where I was or what had happened. I'm worried that I'll forget all of this stuff. I had pasta and fruit for lunch and rice with sriracha sauce for dinner.
One, two, three, four meals. Memories make you who you are. There's some terrible things which I'm glad I've lost, but generally, you know, a piece of me is missing, so...
It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
I remember the feeling of it.
I just kept crying and crying and crying. I just haven't been there.
Digital loss is always, always present.
And I don't know if there's anything I can do to get that back.
There are people in my life that I love that I know I never see again ever.
I don't know. I just kept crying and crying.
And if I lose photos of them, all I have is memories.
Memories that you can't reach anymore.
And there's only so much your heart and your head can hold at one time. Felt like it was longer ago than it actually was. It felt like it was longer ago than it actually was.
That story was produced by Janae Madden. All the Best would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which we make these stories and pay our respects to elders past and present. All the Best is made at FBI Radio on Gadigal land, in association with SYN and 3RRR on Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and Boon Wurrung lands, and 8CCC. On Arunde and Warramungu lands. The All the Best editorial producer is Mel Bakewell, and Phoebe Adler-Ryan is our executive producer. Our social media producer is Isabella Lee, and our social media assistant is Seth Emmerich. Patrick McKenzie is our community coordinator, and Janae Madden is our content assistant. Shining Bird composed our theme music, and Annie Hamilton designed the artwork. We're heard across Australia on the Community Radio Network, and were made possible by the Art Gallery of New South Wales and the Community Broadcasting Foundation. You can find our full archive of more than 500 episodes at allthebestradio.com. I'm Madhura Prakash. Thanks for listening.